ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। इदं यः कर्य उत्थाय प्राञ्जलिः श्रद्धयान्वितः शृणुयाच्छावयेन्मर्त्यो मुच्यते कर्म बन्धनै। इदं यः कर्य उत्थाय प्राञ्जलिः श्रद्धयान्वितः शृणुयाच्छावयेन्मर्त्यो मुच्यते कर्म बन्धनैः। Translation: A devotee who rises early in the morning and with folded hands chants these prayers sung by Lord Shiva and gives facility to others to hear them certainly becomes free from all bondage to fruitive activities. Please repeat after me. A devotee who rises early in the morning and with folded hands chants these prayers sung by Lord Shiva and gives facility to others to hear them certainly becomes free from all bondage to fruitive activities. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mukti or liberation means becoming free from the results of fruitive activities. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Muktir hitva anyatha rupam. Mukti means giving up all other activities and being situated in one's constitutional position, sarupena vyavasthitihi. In this conditional state, we are entangled by one fruitive activity after another. Karma bandhana means the bonds of fruitive activity. As long as one's mind is absorbed in fruitive activities, he has to manufacture plans for happiness. The bhakti yoga process is different. For bhakti yoga means acting according to the order of the supreme authority. When we act under the direction of supreme authority, we do not become entangled by fruitive results. For instance, Arjuna fought because the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted him to. Therefore, he was not responsible for the outcome of the fighting. As far as devotional service is concerned, even hearing and chanting is as good as acting with our body, mind and senses. Actually, hearing and chanting are also activities of the senses. When the senses are utilized for one's own sense gratification, they entangle one in karma. But when they are used for the satisfaction of the Lord, they establish one in bhakti.
That one also said?
The next verse, translation. My dear sons of the king, the prayers I have recited to you are meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul. I advise you to recite these prayers, which are as effective as great austerities. In this way, when you are mature, your life will be successful, and you will certainly achieve all your desired objectives without fail. Purport: If we persistently engage in devotional service, certainly all our desires will be fulfilled in due course of time.
Idam jakalla uthaya pranjali sodhanitaha sinuat Sabayena Marto Munchate Karma Bandhanai. So karma bandhanai, from all kinds of action resulting from putative activities. So Prabhupada said 80% people, maybe 98% people, they are all, whatever they are doing, are kormi. Kormi means working hard, trying to enjoy the fruit of his labor. Sometimes also committing sin. And thus, he is bound by the result of his karma. And this way, he sometimes, because of his piety, sometimes becoming Brahma, sometimes Indra, sometimes king. And his sinful activity, he is becoming so many things, hog, dog, crocs, crow, so many things. We find example in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said, Jaggavai Vishnu. Whatever you do, Jaggarthe Karmana, Annatrayam Karma Bandhana. Whatever you do, we should do for the pleasure of Vishnu, Krishna, Narayan, Hari. If not, must be bound by the result. Thus, we travel, that means we go through different bodies, 8,400,000 species. Many examples given in Srimad Bhagavatam explain about karma bandhan. Everybody is doing some pious activity, some impious activity. But one is intelligent, Sumedha Sa, he Pravai Sankirtanai Jaggai Jajantehi Sumeya Dhasa. Pravai, most of the time, whatever he does Sankirtan, Shammak Kirtan, that is Bhakti Yoga. Kirtanap Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sharanam, that is Prahlad Maharaj said. Sabanam, hearing about Krishna, Vishnu's transcendental form, beauty, pastime, activity, and his dham, his name, 64 items, 9 most important, you know. And if we at least develop little greed towards hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or chanting the holy name, or staying in the dham, taking care of the deity or Tulsi Devi, association of devotees, we will understand we are making little progress, something, at least some tangible progress for the beginner. But we cannot get away, most of the people, from the result of his karma. So Bhagavad Gita is very famous in India, saying, Ma phaleshu kadacha. Most probably many Indians know who read Bhagavad Gita, like a verse, Jada jada hi dharma saglai, when Lord comes. So that means you do whatever you can, but don't be attached to the result of your karma. Offered to the Lord. So, in this connection we find one of our great devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Parshad. Of course, he came later than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But very, very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever he is saying later on, everything actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying through him. That is Narottam Das Thakur. He is saying, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda. This Veda has got three, divided into three sections from one perspective. is karma kanda, jnana kanda, and upasana kanda. He say karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali visher bhanda. Vish means poison. So amrita bolya jeva khaye. Many people think I am doing karma kanda, next life I will become maybe something big guy, big scientist, Nobel laureates, big president, prime minister of a country, or a Miss Universe, something like that, Mr. Universe. A very powerful, very scholarly, coming from a very high class family, become Indra, looking very beautiful. So, for this reason, they are doing so much pious activity. But they think they will enjoy, so they think it is like a nectar. But they don't know what the result of it later. Result is he has to suffer later. They think this is nectar, enjoying. Everybody after enjoyment. All of us came here just to enjoy our Lord about material nature. We don't know this material nature is what? Nature is prakriti. We are also prakriti. We are also prakriti. According to authority, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, we are also prakriti. And prakriti is supposed to be purusha, enjoyer. Lord supposed to be Narayan, Krishna. Krishna says, Bhukta Ram Jagatavasa. Krishna is the actual enjoyer. He is the actual owner of everything. Ishabasam idam sarvam. Again, Upanishad said that. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram is the controller. But we come here, we want to become Narayan, Krishna, enjoy Lord. Whatever I see is meant for my enjoyment. I will become the Lord. This is our mood, more or less. See what happened to them, like Ravan. He stole Sita, kidnapped. So, he is like a, though he is son of a great sage, but to son, to father, he is like a mutra in the eyes of the, it's a little strong word. This putra and this mutra come from the same source. Come from the same source. But when putra is like a moon in this, so many stars, out of many sun, one sun glorifies the whole family. He is real putra. And otherwise, he is like mutra, just like Ravan. But Vibhishan is like real putra. So, you can see Ravan, what happened ultimately? He tried to enjoy Sita, who is the property of the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. So devotee use everything in the service of the Lord. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying very nicely, Manasa Deha Gyaha Jo Kuchu Mora. My dear Lord, whatever belongs to me, so-called, I am just a manager looking after. I make my wife, children, everything, my backbone, using the service of you. It is all yours. I am simply temporarily its manager. So Prabhupada taught us this. They made this gone. So he is saying, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali vishel bhanda, amrita bolya jeva khaya. Everybody is trying to enjoy this. Who is not enjoying? Everybody in this material world is enjoying this. Everybody is like a little Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold. Everybody is trying to holding more and more gold or wealth. Why? What is enjoyment? To get power. What everybody wants. Aristocratic family. Most beautiful women. Very rich husband, handsome. Whether man or woman, everybody is trying to enjoy. Man think I will enjoy this beautiful woman, and woman think I will enjoy this man. Because he is handsome, he is very powerful, well known, and if I become make him my husband, I can enjoy. Sure. This is what is going on. Here Prabhupada explained in Puranjan's case, very nice thing. Puranjan goes to the forest to hunt. Characteristic of in Puranjan. Puranjan is nothing but Pura means city. Anjan, that is, this body is compared to a city, as old cities like Delhi, Ahmedabad used to have many gates. Dwaraka used to have many gates and his wall. Wall go round the whole city. So we have got also, when you are born, before even in the womb of mother, it comes out as a after conception. Suddenly come out within a short time developing as description mentioned. Suddenly, like a pea, green peas come, then grows and it's got 9 holes. Gradually, it flourishes, develops into head, hand, feet, everything comes. So this body is also compared with a city because it has got so many gate-like things, eyes, nostrils to nose, ear to tongue, then for our evacuation, passing water and semi-solid stuff, you get gates there. That is very wonderful to describe how everybody is trying to enjoy. He is not. Everybody is mad after sense enjoyment. Mad. Nunang pramatta kuruteve. Nobody minds even killing their own children within the womb. There is a report in newspaper recently. Maybe more than a crore every year, one part of India state killing all rich people. If they find, they find out whether it is male or female, everybody knows they don't take to responsibility. So kill that baby, some particular sex. Kill him. Mother, father is killing his own baby within the womb. And see how sinful activity is doing. More than just for that sensual pleasure. Kurute bikarma. Kurute does most sinful activity. Even the animals don't do. We are becoming so degraded and sinful. So, that is, it binds us into karma. You have to pay the result. There is a Bengali saying, Jodi jao bange, kapal jabe songe. You cannot escape the result of your karma till you do jagga vai Vishnu. Jagga vai Vishnu. Whatever you do for the pleasure of the Lord. Are you doing for the pleasure of the Lord all these things? That is bhakti. That is bhakti. You have got money, so much. You have got so much manpower. Building by Krishna's grace, such a wonderful, maybe the best one of the most beautiful temple in India. Prabhupada said once. Our Krishnavaran temple may be the most beautiful temple in India. Prabhupada once said. We should give our best to Krishna, not for our own sense enjoyment. Not our sense. That is what Prabhupada taught us. And his every page he is saying. Trying to please the senses of Krishna, that is bhakti. No karma bandhan. Trying to please the senses of ourselves, karma bandhan. Karma bandhan. And nobody can escape. That is what he is saying. If you, wherever you may go, you will be chased by your karma result. You cannot escape. Nobody can escape. Nobody. Fruitive. So best thing is, as long as one's mind is absorbed in fruitive activities, he has to manufacture plans for happiness. Everybody is planning. Then another sadhu says that you are making plan. Can't you not think that somebody else is also making plan for you? So he's saying, bhabjo miche, all of us are thinking something, planning. You are for nothing all this planning, you are. Just surrender to Krishna. That is sadhu said, Prabhupada said. Just surrender. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Jeev Krishna Das, Abhishas, Huilotwa Dukkhan. If you have got a conviction, rendering devotional service. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Instead, Samadha becomes servant. If you say, I am not servant of only, at least he is servant of his lusty desire. We cannot say, now I am free from lusty desire. Very few, as long as the body is there, must be. Anybody can say here, I am free from lusty desire? Any of us can say, I am free from lusty desire? Anger, greediness, illusion, arrogance, pride, enviousness, very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. That is what we are doing here. How to become free from enviousness? Prabhupada is writing. Regularly listen. Harikatha. Srimad Bhagavatam. Comment. Listen. In Lord Ramchandra's pastime, at the end I found how to become free from enviousness. There Prabhupada is saying, regularly listen. Lord Ramchandra's pastime. Ramchandra Krishna saying, are you becoming free from enviousness? Not so easy. From time immemorial. Material world means enviousness. One is envious of another. Another is good, he cannot tolerate. Who is he? What he can do? I can do. Very envious. Others good, he cannot tolerate. These things are just like innate, something deep within us. From time immemorial you have got this thing. How can you get rid of? We can chant day and night Hare Krishna. How can he get it? Nasto praesu avadresu nittam bhagavata seva. We have to go. Nittam, we have got a, this is chronic disease, like. Chronic disease. From my childhood, maybe some disease. I remember I had got. From my childhood, my liver is weak. My mother will feed me something which I can easily digest. I can't still say I am free from this. Still it is weak. But eating some selected food, see, from me I can judge. I don't know, I am not saying about you. You can ask yourself. Devotee means he is introspective. Prabhupada in the early days used to say, if you want to go back to Godhead, simply surrendering, you will develop all these good qualities of a Vaishnava. Simply by surrendering to Krishna. When you go to bed, think of, are you developing these qualities? Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, either Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Prabhupada, one said, every Ekadasi, check out, be alone when you are going to bed or some time. How much progress I am making? My goal is how to go back to Godhead. Unless I become pure, how can I go back to Godhead? Unless I become godly, yashasti bhakti, bhagavati akinchana. One who is rendering pure devotional service unalloyed, sarvajnai, he develops all the wonderful qualities of a demigod. That is Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, 26 qualities. We don't have to endeavor to become simple, to become pure. One devotee asked Prabhupada once, Prabhupada, how do I know I am becoming pure? Prabhupada looked at him and said, you see some sense object. Everybody to him, sense object, opposite genders. Do you feel? Do you desire? Do you become lusty to enjoy? If it is yes, you are not yet pure. Not yet pure. You are not yet. This is gross example. Of course, spiritually speaking, you are nirgun, go beyond mode of even goodness? No. Little bit of, you know, lusty or greediness. Yes. It's not so easy. It may be easy to call, I am a Brahmin, I am this, I am that. Because to run a movement, we have to confer, to enhance, to boost his enthusiasm. Prabhupada didn't say, I give you this, but qualify yourself. I give you Brahmination, qualify yourself. Or so and so. Don't take it for granted. Otherwise, we have to be in melancholy sometime. Prabhupada can see everything. Better late than never. We should be, devotee should be introspective, thoughtful. Krishna said, same to Uddhava. Uddhava said, you are going back to spiritual, I also want to go to you. No. You go to Vadriya. Before that, I will tell you, what is devotional service? Again, Krishna told Bhagavad Gita, is also Uddhava Gita. They say, Uddhava Gita. What Krishna is enlightening, all the giving instruction, what is devotional service? Same thing there. It may be different. There he is also telling, you develop these qualities. How you know a Vaishnava? You don't have to become this, that. It's necessary sometimes. Become different ashram. No? It's okay. One has to preach. One has to do brahminical work like this. We require. We have to. But we should remember what is the ideal case. Krishna won't see our external thing only. Krishna is sitting within the heart. Krishna is watching everything. Krishna is watching everything. Who cares what people say to me? But we must be seriously taking what Krishna thinks of me. Anumanta, Upadrashta, he is overseeing everything, every moment, second, why I did this, what is my motivation? What is my motivation to do that? Externally you may think, explain so many ways, what is my motivation? Anumanta, Upadrashta, he is overseeing everything, he is sanctioning, okay. You want this, take it. But you may not like something, he may give again. Again karma bandhan. You want to get rid of. Same, the case of our, what is that? That one king, he has no son. He has got so many wives. What is that? Name of that king? Chitraketu. And India is common. Still now. Some rishis come, sadhus come. So the rishi says, I forgot his name. Angira. I think Angira. Very powerful rishi. Maharaj, you are serving me. Still now India. Sadhu seva. I think you have got kingdom, you are a big king, well-known, big empire. So much power, enjoying so much beauty, intimate, beautiful ladies, your wife, but you are not happy. Why? Puttatre kyate bharja. Why you get married? To get a son, putra, who will save you from gliding down to hell called put. Kyate bharja. I accept some wife. So son has to, if we become grihastha, nothing wrong. Most of our ISKCON devotees are Gyastha. Doesn't matter. Most of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are Gyastha. Doesn't matter. But a Gyastha, if he become a Vaishnava, he stop. In Varnasram, which are Sannyasi, stop. No doubt. But Vaishnava, we can see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crash so that you don't have pride, those who are renounced. He will take Ramananda Rai, he is a Grihastha, he is a Sudra, dealing with pounds in money, and a governor, He's embracing him. He's asking him question. He's putting in a higher position. Apparently to common people. And he's enlightening him. Actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing both. He's asking, he's answering. Actually. But teaching us. Teaching us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was grihastha, he won't take any Babaji or anything. At the end, before leave his body, take. But sannyasis are going to him to learn so many things. They cannot make out what will be the Siddhanta. Very difficult. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very enlightened soul. He can give Siddhanta. He can give Siddhanta. So this way we have got great responsibility in ISKCON. Those who are brahmachari, those who are brahmin, and other higher, we have got great responsibility. Prabhupada once says, if society is doing something wonderful, our leaders deserve most of the credit. But if something wrong, leaders will be held responsible. He said, if you change things what I give you, everything will be finished. So we should be very careful what we are doing. We have got a great responsibility. Supposed to, this Krishna consciousness movement, supposed to got coming 10,000 years. It seems ISKCON may be the only organized society, still now, maybe the best, most organized society, to take this responsibility, still. As far as my knowledge goes, I don't go around the world so much. But, see as I see, as my, anybody knows more, he can. Enlightened devotees. With my little knowledge I see, Prabhupada made such a wonderful society, the whole world can live, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, so-called faith, and living wonderful. Still now, who can make such thing? And his son, those are ideal, they are also still doing nice preaching work. And their grandchildren, Prabhupada's, they are also doing wonderful service, no doubt about it. But at the same time, should be very serious what you are doing. What was that story? Did I finish? Chitraketu. Chitraketu wanted that king could understand. He advanced, you know, he's a rishi, Angira. You are not happy. Naturally. Every man gets married to get a son. He has no son. He has got so many wife, queens. So you know why I am not happy. Yes. You are not happy because he has no son. It is said, one a married man, he has no son. His home is like a desert. No joy there. Husband, wife, what will do? If the sun plays and see the sun, they are happy, joy. In India, it's a common thing, everybody knows. I don't know about other cultures. But India is no. Even I see some guy telling me, Maharaj, next time you come here, because I'm taking away him, this boy, only one son, quite a few I know. Maharaj, next time you come, that the boys, I mean, sister's husband telling me, he's educated in the other culture also, and so he knows how to talk to me. He's kicking on my face very nicely. He said, next time Maharaj will come, showing he's going to touch my feet. I said, Maharaj, but you understand every grandfather, every father wants my son get married. I have grandson. I play with him. Every grandfather likes that very much. Show his affection to his son through the grandson. And there is a particular sweet and relation with grandson, grandmother and grandchildren. Everybody knows, I don't know, West other countries, India at least, it is common every house. Oh, very common. He is saying, next time, you understand, you are taking away, he thinks, Another thing, I am not going to, I tell one story. He brought him to preach to his father and mother and others, I am preaching. Father and mother is okay, but the son-in-law is different. It's pretty, other education he has got, and going to other countries also. So give a reply to him. Maharaj is very good. You are Indian, you don't know. Every father likes his son get married, and his son, his children, they will jump in, running to grandmother, grandfather, and they love it so much. You don't know. And you are taking away. And next time, Maharaj, you come, the door will be closed to you, on your face. I thought once, shall I leave? Telling him, door close it now, I go away. But simply thinking of that boy and his father and mother, nice to me, and to preach, I just tolerate. We have to tolerate. It's like kicking on my face, very nicely, politely, the carpet or maybe something nice. No, I am not telling anything. What shall I have to tolerate? For his good. And still he is with me. Really is it. And like that, quite a few I faced. What can I do? Prabhupada used to tell, what I did, you have to do. Narad Muni did. The curse. Narad Muni was cursed by Prachetasana. Father. Daksha. Sorry. Please correct me if I am wrong. Can't remember. Daksha cursed. His son, so many sons, and Narad Muni turned them into bhakta, renounced. And he got so angry. Again, Narad Muni, enlightening them to become renowned. So these people are there, they don't understand what we are doing. But we have to do our duty, maybe thankless job. Nobody is thanking us. We have to do, at least Krishna will thank. At least Krishna will thank, that is what matters. So this is Prabhupada made is a preaching society. Preaching society. So what happened? He got sung. He gave something, maybe sweet rice or churu. Do you know? I said, okay, you take this, give it to your wife. And she take it, she will be pregnant and you will have son. Okay? Just before going, he said, but this son give you, put it in more miserable condition than give you happiness. Just simply saying this, at once he left. At once, so that he cannot ask question him. Why? This is exactly day to day happening in India, I know. Prabhupada told that also. In India this is common, I know. Actually that happened. It's karma, I cannot. He told first, whatever according to karma, you just tolerate. That is why Krishna, destiny is fixed here. How much happiness and distress you will get, that is fixed. That is why there is Bengali saying, Jodi jao bonge, kapal jabe song. Kapal means your destiny. You cannot escape what you've done. But if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna can change. Krishna can square up. So, what happened is, he had son, and it was announced in the kingdom. Everybody is so happy. Long time we don't have prince. Rajkumar, he will be the next king. Everybody is happy. But what he did is, main queen, chief queen, she herself, when king gave it to her, they give it, all of the queen should take it. And what is she thought, I eat up. She alone privately ate all the children. And she will have son, not other queens. This is Raigalari, Nana, and Bihas, whatever. And she had son. Other queens, fine. Now, king is so happy with this queen, another. Previously, she will talk to the other queens, joke, this, that, as he does with the chief queen. Now, he doesn't even look at us. We are not even treated like a maid servant. They are thinking. So they saw this thing. Maybe they had got some private meeting among them. you understand what could happen. So, mother is always joyful, seeing the son in a cradle, like it. This is a common thing in India, and everybody come. And father is coming from the, where is Sabha, court. From here is time to time coming to pat his son, and both together, Chief Queen Ali, other queens in Bengali, they say, make their face like a pumpkin. Not happy, not happy. King doesn't even look at them, all the other queens. So they are inside burning like anything. What could happen? The queen never leaves her son, if at all. Put some maid servant, always attend my son, please, okay? Never leave my son till I come. It so happened by chance, by the arrangement of providence. Suddenly, queen went sometime, one day when he went, not attending the prince, the maid servant was attending, maid servant also, in urgent case, she left to come again quickly. Before she could come, when he came, she was screaming like anything, see the sun, prince turned maybe blue or something. There is a saying in India, bad news spread fast. Some or other king could understand something, some mishap took place. Queen came, seeing this, she went crazy. Darling, come, take milk, you know. So many things she is talking. She is seeing. He is not moving his eyes, lids, not talking, moving, nothing. Turned on. She went mad. Also, Prabhupada told this story, one story. Also, the king hears like a madman. Then, after some time, long time passed, he came. The Angira Rishi with Narad Muni and started enlightening the king. And you know, don't try to change what God has done. Just accept it and practice Krishna consciousness. That is what we should do. Otherwise, then again, another story. King Nigo. We have got little time, no? 9 o'clock, finish. Huh? King Nigo. Nigo doing the same, the Karma Kanda. Especially Nigo's case I was going to tell. This came mainly, I'm sorry. Nigo, in India still now, Mayapura I see, people come, I don't know, here also maybe. They come people, they know in Vedic literature there, if you do, you are charitably disposed, usually give, best thing is give cow to the Brahmin. Perfect Brahmin, with gold-plated horns, nice clothes, cows, silver-plated hoops, leg, so many things. And the king Nigo, this happened. He was doing all these things. So, one day, the Dwaraka, the princess, like Samba, Pradyumna, Gada, Gada, Charu, all this, going for a picnic in excursion. And suddenly they found they are thirsty, so looking for water in somewhere or in a pond. And suddenly came to a well, which is dry, suddenly found a wonderful living entity, strange, long, a lizard. They thought he is helpless, got stuck and trapped, maybe help him. But couldn't make it. They went back, told father, father being compassionate, Krishna is Suhidam, Sabha Bhutanam. Felt all the sana are also telling, when there, stretched his hand inside the well. He has got all mystic power. At once, the land turned into golden color, dazzling demigod body. Krishna asked, why this thing happened to you? And he is telling his story. He used to follow Karmakandiya path. Huh? So that he can go to heavenly planets, this, that, whatever maybe. giving so many cows. Prabhupada mentioned as like a dust in the earth, dust particles, so the rain drops like that. So many cows he was giving, nicely ornamented, because he was the king of Sun dynasty. He was the king of Ikshaku, Ikshaku's son. Ikshaku is the Sun dynasty king. We know in Bhagavad Gita, he was the son of Ikshaku. His name was King Nigo, he told. Though Krishna knows, he is omniscient, but just to explain to others, telling, please tell why this thing happened to you. He said, I used to give cow, and thus, once I, when I gave so many cows to one Brahmin, it so happened, one cow entered into, he has given to other Brahmin cows there. He didn't go, entered. And one who knows, this is my cow, he said, hey, why he's taking it? It caused a dispute. And he was in the center, he said, please don't do something so that I glide down, fall down, I suffer for this. It is called Brahmanasya, Brahman's property. Should not take. One giving something should not take. So it means that you gave and give it to others. Why? Then he said, I'll give 100,000 cow. Just let him take. One of you. Take this and other I give. No. No. So when he, after death, when he went to Jamra, Jamra said, you want to take your result, enjoy the result of your pious activity or impiety. He thought for a while, he thought, okay, for my impiety, what I've done, I like to suffer first. At once, time to lizard. That is why I am suffering. I am fortunate to see you now, which many cannot see. Though I suffered, but now I have seen you. It's not easy. One can suffer by seeing God face to face. He said, when I was a lizard, I always used to meditate on you, my dear Lord. This is Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. Here he is praying and asking others, Lord Shiva prayed, we follow Mahajana Janagata. Prabhupada prayed before going to America, we can also pray. And thus, we rendering devotional service, we may not take the risk that this thing happening to us. I think, indicating me, I should stop. Don't want to say more. I could say much more. I don't want to become a big mouth. Try to repeat what Prabhupada said. That is what Prabhupada told me. Repeat what I said. I'm trying. Now please, anybody knows more to enlighten, please tell. Many old devotees are here. Some of them. Or, any question, any comment. If I know, I'll tell. Otherwise, other will tell. I have got limitation. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj says, Krishna said, Upadastana Mantha, means whatever you have desired, Krishna is fulfilled. Means he said, okay, you are desiring for that, you take it.
But slow down.
Krishna
said, to the point and slowly,
okay,
distinctly.
Krishna said, you said that, whatever you desire, you fulfill that. Is Upadastana Mantha. The other place Krishna also said that, Amai Bhaje Vishay Mage Ubara Mur, Ami Bhigga Vishay Kana Deva, Shai Charanam Nidde Vishay Bhulai.
Yeah.
So, they said that why, when we desire in some material things, why fulfill our this material desire?
Well, depending on person, place, person, circumstances, it is, I saw Prabhupada saying different thing to the same question to different person. Naturally, some or other, sometime, at least best is the bad bargain, he won't do, ask him, okay, at least do this. Even, he is entangling, but he will come to Krishna. Others may not be. He will say different answer to him. What is the difficulty? To us, it may appear contradictory, but it's not contradictory. There is no contradiction. You have to see things in proper perspective. Depending on time, taste, circumstances, you have to do. One has to be experienced to tell different. Why doctor, this our temple, Our society is like a hospital, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said. Everybody is coming, they are all diseased person, but they told this disease. This is Bhavarog. And doctor may say, he feels the pulse and ask him, tell what you are suffering. Then doctor sometimes give different medicine, though both are patient. Maybe different disease. Maybe same disease, again different could be. Because somebody is chronic disease, long time, and somebody maybe just a primary stage. Why not different? Make sense? It makes sense, yes or no? Tell me. Any question? I read it. Everything is there, Prabhupada's book. Prabhupada said, in my book, everything is there. Again you read. These books are non-defined from Krishna. Whether you understand or not, according to surrender, will answer your question. A devotee who rises early in the morning was very important. You must get up early in the morning. Even in other scripture, other faith, they say that this time if you do japa, best japa. Other time I don't know how much you can concentrate. Brahma karma. This is Brahma murta to do Brahma karma. All your subtle sadhana should be done this time. Sadhana means doing japa, mangalarti, prayer. Many other scriptures say at this time what you pray reaches to the Lord. Either Quran or Bible, somehow. Still. With folded hand, chants this prayer sung by Lord Shiva. We should follow Mahajan. Mahajan is one Mahajan. Shiva is one Mahajan. Narada is one Mahajan. Sukadeva Goswami is one Mahajan. There are 12 Mahajan. Jajat Achyoti Sestha. What saintly person. We should follow. Give facility to others to hear them. Others should hear. Not only is Tom Dick Harry. We shouldn't hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Tom Dick Harry. We should repeat what Prabhupada said. And we also ourselves, we do also good sadhana. Otherwise it won't be effective. It won't last long. Certainly, become free from all bondage to fruitive activity. Simply by rendering devotional service, surrendering. Krishna can, sarva dharman paitu maam ekangsan, ahantang sarva papev. All simple activity from there, he will gradually free. Gradually. You have to have patience. We have got millions of life we passed maybe. Maybe like a Himalaya, we have got heaped up so much collusive contamination there. So easily will go? But Krishna can clear it up. Nasta payasu avadesu. Nityam bhagavatesu. Chronic disease person, every day take this pill, this, that, and then bhavati uttari bhakti bhavati nasti. Tata rajas tamo bhava. Most of the people are in a rajogun and tamogun. Symptom of rajas. Kaam, lobh. This leads to us narak. Kaam mean lusty desire or kaam mean innumerable material desire. Lobh hankering after more and more possessive material thing. Kaam, krodh, lobh. Leading us to us hell. Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita in general. That is what people are heading towards. We are only in the safe boat. Prabhupada is the captain or his assistant. Prabhupada is still captain there. His book's instruction. 10 minutes. I don't like to take your time. I think you might have. You make anybody any comment? I also come here to learn. So anybody can say anything. Add anything. So shall we finish? Yeah? Yes, you have got prasadam time. I don't like to take your time. Do everything.
Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ke Srila Prabhupada ke Kilyana Subhakshay Maharaj ke
Sahura Bhaktavinda ki Sahal Vaishnava Vaishnava.